This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Wow, here we are again, guys. 5 minutes past seven. You are listening to Generation Next on Joy 94.9. At any point in tonight's show, feel free to join the conversation. Send us a message on 0427 Joy 949. Give me a call on 1300 Joy 949 or shoot me an email on onair@joy.org.au. I'm Dil, flying solo tonight, while M is in loving it up in the sun, and Vic's out doing her normal shenanigans. On tonight's show, I am joined by the awesome Matt from Minus 18, and a little bit later on, I'll be talking about a great competition for the World AIDS Conference, which is trying to gauge the interest of the 10 to 13 year old demographic to come up with a logo, but that's coming up a little bit later on. Right now I'm joined by Matt from Minus. Matt, how are you?
I'm great, thanks.
Excellent, we love hearing that. Now, the last time that we spoke, there was the glow party at the Greyhound. How did that end up?
Yeah, the glow party went really well. We had a turnout of about 300 people.
So, whoa.
Yeah, we were really, really happy with that.
Yeah, well, as if you wouldn't, that's like nearly capacity, wouldn't it?
Yeah, definitely. We have had slightly more there before, but yeah, it's still a great turnout.
And awesome. So, yeah, you had the glow party, so there was like the UV lights. And did everyone really get into it?
Yeah, people were painted up in glow paint, and it was really good. We had really strong UV lighting, so the whole place was really glowing.
Awesome, awesome. Summer's almost here. What events can you tell us about coming up for Minus?
Yeah, so the closest events we have are some social events. The first one is a standout workshop, and that's if you're involved at your school in creating like a standout group, standing out against homophobia and transphobia in your school, this workshop will be really helpful to you. We've got free posters, free resources, and also workshops to help you tackle opposition from teachers or other students.
That's really, really awesome. And I know for everyone who has been listening for the past couple of weeks, I have been going on and on and on about the initiating groups in your schools after going to the National Safe School Symposium. And that's awesome. So just to re-clarify, the stand-up workshop is going to be helping students facilitate creating a group?
Yeah, helping to get a group started. Things like thinking up a name, meetings, what you should do at them.
Awesome. Like that. That's really cool. Anything else coming up?
Yeah, there's a pool party, and that's at MSAC. And that'll be on the 8th of December. And just bring your bathers, and it should be a great day.
Okay, awesome. Whereabouts is MSAC?
MSAC's in St Kilda, but if you don't know how to get there, just come to Southern Cross Station at 1 o'clock, and everyone will be escorted there.
Yeah, and just to make sure that is Saturday the 8th of December.
Yeah, that's Saturday the 8th of December.
Awesome, awesome. Do you know, I'm really, really loving this weather, how it's moving closer and closer to summer. Although, right now, I don't know if anyone's around.
It's cloudy
and scary. But however, did you enjoy the sun yesterday?
I definitely did enjoy the sun yesterday.
It was beautiful, absolutely beautiful. I did have a friend's birthday the night before, but I did manage to get out there and soak up a bit of rays. So, I'm hoping that on Saturday the 8th, that it's a beautiful summer day for you.
Well, yeah, but even then, MSAC's a nice indoor venue. So.
Cool. So, before you were talking about, before we went on the show, we were talking about something else that's coming up with Minus, something really, really cool.
Yeah, there's a speed friendship event.
So, what's speed friendship?
Well, if anyone knows what speed dating is, basically, you've got about 3 minutes with one person, and so you can have a chat to them, get to know them, know their name, and then you move on to the next person. And the turnout at these events is usually really good. We're expecting 30 to 50 people.
Wow, 30 to 50, that's a pretty good number.
Yeah, and that's on Saturday the 15th of December at 1 o'clock. And that's at our headquarters, which is 225 Bourke Street in the CBD.
Oh, same here as Joy, 225
yeah,
Bourke.
Yeah, just one level below Joy at level 8.
Oh, it's a pretty happening building. Yeah,
it is. It's all happening at 225 Bourke Street.
It's like some kind of rave party. So, now, look, I am still kicking myself because I missed out on going to the rock climbing, which was, you know, that was a fair few months ago and I really should get over it now. But, look, I love rock climbing so much. Is there any chance or any talks of the rock climbing coming back?
I'm sure it will be making a comeback next year.
Awesome. Well, if it does, you have to let me know, Matt.
Yeah, I hear it was pretty popular, so
yep.
I'm sure it will be making a comeback.
Awesome, awesome. So, you were saying before also that you had a bit of good news. You finished school?
Yeah, I have. I've done 3 of my 5 exams, so that's good.
Oh, awesome. So, what exams do you have left?
I've got legal and politics, so...
Wow. So, that... They both sound like mammoth classes, legal and politics.
Actually, legal's pretty good. It's just politics. I did a practice exam and I was like, oh dear.
Is it a bit daunting getting closer to the end? Or is it more like the light at the end of the tunnel? It's like, I'm nearly
there.
No, it's
really just the light at the end of the tunnel. I just threw down my calculator today and I was like, bye.
Oh, that's fantastic, Matt. Well, hey, thanks for coming in.
Yeah, I've just got one more thing to mention.
Oh, yeah?
A week after this Speed Friendship event is our December dance event.
Oh, we do. Yeah. You know, everyone loves a good dance.
So that'll be on Saturday, the 22nd of December. The details will be on the website shortly.
And just for everyone playing at home, the website is
www.-18.org.au. Or you can just Google -18.
Yeah. So what can we expect from this dance party?
The theme is yet to be announced, but it'll be under 21. And it'll be at 156 Wellington Street in Collingwood. Or we'll be meeting everyone at Southern Cross Station at 3 o'clock to escort you.
To take everyone down?
Yeah.
So can you give us, do you know what kind of music they'll be playing yet, or?
That's yet to be announced.
That's yet, you're keeping it all under wraps, yeah. Are you? Well, it's a pleasure.
Keep an eye on the website and it should be up soon.
Awesome. And just quickly before you rush off, there are all the photos up for people who went to the Greyhound Glow Party?
Yep, those photos are up at the moment.
So. And has there been a lot of, support or a lot of feedback from those photos? Like, people, like, messaging?
Yeah, the photos have been pretty popular on Facebook, so everyone's been pretty excited about the photos. The photos are always a big hit after the events.
Yeah.
We try and always get them up as quickly as possible.
Oh, sensational. Oh, you know what, Matt? Every time you come in, you make me think of my fleeting youth. If only I was still under 21, I'd love to go to some of these events. But everyone who is under 21, get on board with Minus. Because, you know, this support group, when I was under 18, or under 21, actually no, more under 18, there wasn't really a great support network. So, Matt, to you and everyone else at Minus 18, my hat goes off to you and you are commendable.
Thank you. We're doing our best.
Sensational. Matt, thanks so much for coming in, mate.
That's okay. See you next time.
You're listening to Generation Next on Joy 94.9, 13 minutes past 7.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Generation Next. Love it.
Joy 94.9.
18 minutes past 7. You are listening to Generation Next on Joy 94.9. That last track that I just played, that track that you just heard just then, was Perfect World by The Gossip. How much do you guys love The Gossip? I know I like them a fair bit. We got a few lovely messages in. Thanks, guys. Kicking it off already. Phil from Caulfield. You might be presenting solo, but you're never alone with listeners like us. Thanks, Phil. I'm glad. I'm feeling the love there, mate. And Sarah from Noble Park, Australia. Hello, Joy. Can anyone go to the pool party? And do you go? Thank you. Hugs, kiss. I'm guessing that's in reference to Minus 18's pool party. Now, this is an under 21's event, I do believe. But if you do want further information, Matt from Minus has actually vacated the building, but feel free to contact the guys at Minus via email. You can hit them up on info@-18, and that's -18.org.au. So that they should be able to hook you up with all further details on the pool party event. And feel free to keep sending those messages through, guys. Join the conversation at any time. I am feeling just a little bit lonely here in studio. My beloved team are off gallivanting anon. And yeah, I just think that, you know, let's get to know each other. Send me a message, 0427-JOY-949, or give me a call on 1300-JOY-949, or shoot me an email on onair@joy.org.au, because I love talking about your feedback. Now, moving on, we do have a great initiative coming up. Now, if you have a penchant for graphic design or are a whiz at creating something cool and want to get involved on a worthy cause, then I might have something in my bag of tricks for you. The 20th International AIDS Conference in July 2014 will be held in Melbourne, and there's a competition open to young people aged between 10 to 13 to come up with a logo for the conference. Now, Dean Beck interviewed Professor Sharon Lewin of the Alfred Hospital's Infectious Disease Division last week on the line. And look, here's just a quick snippet about her talking about the competition.
This is the first time the conference has done this, but it's a competition for young people aged between 10 and 30. I'm never sure about what defines the young, but that's the definition, up to 30. So between 10 and 30, they can't be working for a commercial company or anything like that. And they need to design a logo that reflects the location of the conference, which is Melbourne or Australia, or even the Asia-Pacific region, because the conference will focus on the whole region, needs to contain the AIDS ribbon somewhere in the logo. And then the successful winner will... the design will go to a commercial company and it will be developed as the main logo. And as you say, you know, it will be everywhere. In Melbourne, it will be everywhere.
Everywhere around the world.
On the street, it will be banners in the airport. It will be on all the websites, all the media coverage. And it would be just wonderful to get something from someone young and which really reflects.
That was Sharon Lewin talking about the... awesome, awesome competition for the World International AIDS Conference, taken from Dean Beck's show On the Line. Now, just to recap, this competition is open to the general public between 10 to 30 years of age, and you need to be in that age bracket at the time of the competition deadline, which is the 14th of December 2012. So, just a few weeks away. The competition is only open to single individuals, so any design or creative agencies, you can't actually enter the competition. So it's, you know, keeping it fresh. And for any of our listeners who are perhaps not in the Melbourne area, this might interest you the most. The prize for the designer of the chosen winner will be invited to attend the conference in Melbourne with travel, attendance and accommodation fees all paid for. But look, I'm going to be a little bit biased here. I would love it if it was a Melbourne youth that came up with the design. That would be amazing to see, because I think that we've got it going on here in Melbourne. You know, we're all really... it's a creative city. Most people that I come across, quite creative and quite artistic people who are Melbourne residents. So, you know, guys, if you're under 30, over 10 years old, jump on it. Now, you can get more details if you Google the International AIDS Conference, July 2014. And, it'll have all the details. Just some considerations for entering. The logo concept should be reflective on the 2014 conference destination. So Melbourne, Australia, or even, like, say, the Asia-Pacific region. It should incorporate the well-known AIDS ribbon. So if you don't know about the AIDS ribbon, it's the red ribbon. And it should reflect the conference principles of inclusiveness, participation, and gender equality. Really, really big things there, guys. And it should be conceptual rather than literal. And the logo needs or should include the abbreviated name of the conference, so AIDS 2014, the words 20th International AIDS Conference and Melbourne, Australia, as well as the date 20th to the 25th of July 2014. If that was an epic mouthful or earful for you guys, the information is up on our social medias. And jump on Google, type in the AIDS conference, International AIDS conference, July 2014. And all the details should come up. Now, I do have some awesome music coming up a little bit later in the show. Now, it's not too far away. The playlist has been created by me tonight, so it might be in parts a little bit hardcore. I do have some Enter Shikari. I don't know if anyone knows much about Enter Shikari, but they are awesome. And I hope that I can get some more Enter Shikari fans, because that always makes me smile. Because, you know, who doesn't love Enter Shikari? Now, we've got another text in. So, if you can land a plane in Vic without motor traffic running into it, then you can drive a smaller, slower train in Vic without collision. Move the signs much further back, proper gates, and much, much, much bigger no man's land. Murray from Little Paran. Yeah. Thanks, Murray. I appreciate the message there. Not quite sure if I get it, but that's not the first time that I've missed the boat on something. So, but yeah, if anyone else has anything to message in, feel free to do so. We've got Gay School coming up in the next couple of minutes, so that should be pretty cool. My goodness gracious, I totally forgot. The submission details for the International AIDS Conference. So, just quickly, the participants may submit more than one design with a maximum of 3 designs per person. So remember that, guys, you can have 3 designs per person. Designs should be submitted electronically, and they need to be either like in a JPEG or PDF format. And they need to go to the A24 communication team, which is logo_competition@aids2014.org. And they need to be in by, noon Central European time on Friday the 14th. So maybe just send them in on Thursday the 13th of December, just to be safe. And all designs submitted should include the following in writing. The reason for the selection of logo elements, including an explanation about how the logo is related to Melbourne or Australia, or if you chose Asia Pacific region, and a brief resume on the person submitting the logo, including your age, because, you know, we like to get a little bit nosy and know who you are. And I do believe we are getting a lot closer to Gay School, and you know what, I think I might even chuck some Enter Shikari in there. So sit tight, guys. 27 minutes past 7, you're listening to Generation Next.
Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
27 minutes to 8, you are listening to Generation Next on Joy 94.9. I'm Dill, rocking it solo tonight. And we're just about to kick off into Gay School. So, guys, feel free to join in on the conversation. Send us a message, 0427-JOY-949. Give reception a call, 1300-JOY-949. Or even if you've got something a bit more lengthy to say, won't fit in a text, then shoot me an email on onair@joy.org.au. I'd love to discuss some of these articles with yourself. So, feel free. Oh, we just got a message in from a Harmony saying hi. Hey, Harmony. Hope your night's going really, really well. Yeah.
There's a bear in there and a chair as well.
There are people with games and stories to tell.
Open wide, come inside. It's Gay School.
Beck, beckoned by HIV stigma campaign, our very own Joy 94.9. That came out wrong. 94.9's Dean Beck has become the newest Enough ambassador, joining Olympic silver medalist Jai Wallace, who launched the anti-HIV stigma campaign in Melbourne last month. Enough is an Australian-based crowdsourced campaign which gathers stories of HIV stigma and resilience. The stories will feature as campaign slogans leading up to the International AIDS Conference, which is going to be held in Melbourne in July 2014. Dean has said, some of my best friends were HIV positive. Unfortunately, they are no longer with us. Their life derailed by a HIV diagnosis and the stigma and discrimination that came with it. It has to stop, and the beginning of the end is talking about HIV. Beck said people often presumed he was HIV positive because he was not afraid of discussing HIV and the issues affecting people living with HIV. I see my role as an enough ambassador as someone who can raise community awareness of HIV stigma while spreading the message that enough is enough. A recent national audit of HIV stigma found over one third of people living with HIV in Australia feel guilty because they have HIV, with 65% reporting being ashamed to say they have HIV. Another 42% say they work hard to keep their HIV status a secret. These statistics are shocking, Dean Beck has said. World's largest HIV/AIDS conference, bound for Melbourne in 2014. We were talking about this a little bit earlier on, but a fresh new look and a handful of new leaders will help guide Victoria's peak body for people living with HIV in the lead up to the world's largest HIV/AIDS conference. First-time board members, Joy 94.9's Avi Miller, Greg Muter and Richard Keane join Living Positive Victoria. We're keen, following the new branding, to engage with the community and attract new HIV positive members and their supporters to join up as members. That's what Sam Venning, the president of Living Positive Victoria, has said. Now, there's so many articles going on, guys, but feel free, jump in, send me a message. I love discussing and conversing with you all. So 0427JOY949, that's the message to text, or shoot me an email on onair@joy.org.au. Over in Queensland, the newly elected president of the Brisbane Gay and Lesbian Business Network, or GLBN, has detailed his plans for a grant the organisation received from the Queensland Gambling Community Benefit Fund. Tyrone Shandyman, who is the newly elected president, said the size of the $35,000 grant was unprecedented and would be vitally important to the ongoing success of the network. Now, this is an amazing turnaround, given the political climate and recent developments with the Liberal National Party government in Queensland. Tyrone sees the grant as a fairly significant decision and a win for the group and LGBTI community. This is quietly an important milestone for our network to be recognised in a time where funding is scarce. Now, Bill Gates, Microsoft chairman, and his wife, Melinda, have donated $500,000 to the campaign to keep Washington state gay marriage law. The donation was announced last week by the Washington United for Marriage, which is working to approve Referendum 74. And for those of you who aren't aware, which is perfectly fine because it's overseas policy, but Referendum 74 is a Washington state referendum to approve or reject the February 2012 bill that would legalize same-sex marriage in the states. Bill Gates had made a US $100,000 contribution to the campaign earlier this year, and so far about $11 million has been spent on the campaign, a majority spent by gay marriage supporters. The ACT Greens plans for marriage equality. Now, the ACT held their election on the 20th of October with a hung parliament. The only Greens party member left in the Australian Capital Territory government, Shane Rattenbury, has last week declared his support for Labor, allowing them to form a minority government for the next 4 years. In a press conference, Rattenbury highlighted marriage equality as an issue that he would continue to fight for and said he would work with Labor to form a new plan and direction. He referred to a recent attempt in Tasmania to pass marriage legislation and said that he believed the ACT could successfully do the same. I think this is a great step, and I know we harp on about this all the time, but we're so close to getting the marriage equality. It might be, my bet is that it's probably in the next 2 to 5 years, but how off do you think we are from getting marriage equality? Let me know on 0427JOY949 or give front desk a call, 1300JOY949. Transgender discrimination is the civil rights issue of our time. US Vice President Joe Biden said transgender discrimination is the civil rights issue of our time during a visit to a Florida field office. Biden was meeting with volunteers at an Obama for America office when he singled out one woman who he thought had beautiful eyes. The woman said something to Biden that was inaudible to the pool reporters, but Biden responded to her by saying it was a civil rights issue of our time. That woman, Linda Carriger, born of Sarasota, later said her daughter was Miss Trans New England and that she had asked Biden if he would help them. A lot of my friends are being killed and they don't have civil rights yet. These guys are going to make it happen, Bourne told the reporter. The vice president has been a steadfast ally to the LGBT community. He told gay rights advocates in August that they are freeing the soul of the American people. Most notably, however, he got out in front of President Barack Obama in May when he unexpectedly announced that he is absolutely comfortable with same-sex marriage. Obama at the time was still evolving on the issue. Male-on-male sexual harassment climbs. So one in four male victims of workplace sexual harassment were harassed by other men. But Australia's Sex Discrimination Commissioner says gay men may not be to blame. New research from the Australian High Rights Commission has found about one-third of sexual harassment is from the same sex. Male-to-male sexual harassment in the workplace has climbed over the past decade from 7% in 2003 to 23% this year. Oh, just quickly, we have got a message. Muhammad here, very good hearing you talk on stronger issues. Love your work, Dil. Peace, soul, brother. Yeah, cheers, Muhammad. Thanks for the message. And thanks for the ego boost as well. I feel like a rock star in here by myself. We have got more gay school coming up right after this. We're just going to cut away to a really awesome band that I got given, well, got shown today. They're called they're called The Blue Sun. This song is called Real Boy, taken from their EP, We Are Blue Sun, which is coming up right after this.
You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Generation Next, 14 minutes to 8. I'm Dil, chilling out here by my loons. Tonight, we're going to keep going straight back into gay school. So, South Australian Independent MP Bob Such introduced his civil partnerships bill into Parliament on Tuesday. It's received a frosty reception from the country's leading marriage equality group, Australian Marriage Equality. Civil partnerships registers already exists in the ACT, New South Wales, Queensland, Tasmania, and Victoria. The Australian Marriage Equality National Convener Rodney Crome said South Australia has a unique opportunity to lead the nation by enacting laws allowing same-sex marriage. The Civil Partnerships Bill should not be a distraction from that opportunity. The international experience clearly shows that civil partnerships are not a substitute for full marriage equality because they are not as widely recognized or respected. That is pretty awesome stuff. And I'm loving that there's a... we're seeing more and more open discussion on marriage equality in Parliament. And this is, I think that civil unions are a nice little step in the right direction, but it's, you know, a far cry from having full marriage equality. Heaven's Door to close. Heaven's Door on Commercial Road in Melbourne will close after 7 years following an announcement by the founder and owner of the Heavenly Ten Group, Brian Fruin, that he'll be hanging up his heels. Heaven's Door will remain open for the next few weeks until the new owners take over, but 10 Plus, located across the road, has also been sold. So Fruin said it was always part of his retirement plan to cash in the site. Good for you, Brian. And look, hey, I had an awesome time down Commercial Road sometimes at Heaven's Door. So thanks for those awesome nights. And I'm pretty sure there's a lot of people out there that have some awesome memories from a night out in your club. So, hey, thanks for everything that you've done over the past 7 years. In the USA, over in the USA, a preacher has said that... this is quite hard for me to get out. Okay, so a US preacher has blamed Hurricane Sandy on LGBTI people, Barack Obama, and Mitt Romney. John McTernan of the Defend and Proclaim the Faith Ministries wrote in his blog, McTernan's Insights, that he believed God is systematically destroying America, citing both the hurricane and the recent terrible drought the U.S. suffered. Immediately, he followed with, just last August, Hurricane Isaac hit New Orleans. 7 years later, on the exact day of Hurricane Katrina, both hit during the week of the homosexual event called Southern Decadence in New Orleans. Hurricane Sandy is hitting 21 years to the day of the perfect storm of October 30, 1991. This was the day that President George Bush Sr. initiated the Madrid peace process to divide the land of Israel, including Jerusalem. America has been under God's judgment since this event. Wowee. You can't help but just get a little bit tickled by that rationality. Like, when people just draw straws or just draw the most absurd conclusions for something that can easily be, I guess, just a fact of science. That storm was a mix of four different pressure cells all converging in the one place. I hardly doubt that would be for divine intervention. And even if... I'm not of a religious persuasion, so please pardon my ignorance here. But I highly doubt that if there is a creator or anything like that, I highly doubt that they'd want to destroy the lives of 20 million people. That's a great way to get yourself out there, Preacher McTurney. Thank you. So we are running a little bit out of time here, guys. We've got less than 9 minutes to go before I'll be skipping my way out of here. But I've got some awesome news. So Marsha Hines and Ricky Lee are lending help for the Red Ribbon. Much loved music queen Marsha Hines and singer Ricky Lee Coulter will be among the faces helping raise money for people living with HIV during this year's Red Ribbon Appeal. The Red Ribbon Appeal, run by the AIDS Trust of Australia and state-based HIV/AIDS organisations such as ACON, is an annual nationwide event which will take place in the lead-up to and on World AIDS Day on Saturday, December 1st. The iconic red ribbons can be purchased online or in participating shops and businesses, while street collections will also take place in Sydney on Friday, November 30th and Saturday, December 1st. Hines, who has been involved with Red Ribbon Appeal for so many years now and is also a friend to Generation Next, just doing a little bit of self-promo there, bit of ad lib, has said that HIV was an issue that affected her personally, as it did countless others around the country. She said, I've lost friends to HIV/AIDS, and I have friends who are living with the virus. Right now, there are almost 25,000 Australians living with HIV. When you take into account their partners, family, friends, and carers, there are hundreds of thousands of people just here in Australia whose lives have been affected. An ambassador for the first time during last year's appeal, Ricky Lee Coulter said she wanted to continue using her profile as a public figure to help shine a light on important issues. I have close friends and colleagues who are living with HIV, and I'm honoured and grateful to have this opportunity to encourage others to help out, Coulter said. By being a part of the Red Ribbon Appeal, I hope I can raise awareness of HIV and help people see that this is a very serious issue that so many people of all ages are still facing. Nicholas Parkhill, who's the ACON CEO, said World AIDS Day and the Red Ribbon Appeal provided an opportunity for Australians to re-engage with HIV as a health and social issue. By purchasing and wearing a red ribbon, by volunteering to sell ribbons on the street or in your workplace, or by attending a World AIDS Day event in your local area, you can help make a difference in the lives of people with HIV. I think that that's the most important thing, just getting out there and talking about these issues, talking about HIV, and I guess a little bit more relevant to our youth community, talking about how you identify as well. Whether you are gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender, or intersex, or if you're not, or if you have HIV, or if you don't, these are the topics that we need to talk about. There's no taboo about discussing these issues. There's only a taboo in the negative intent. So it's a great thing to talk about these things and discuss them, and especially for the younger generation, because while in the teenage years, you know, there's so many things that are going on, there's so many things that, that you were learning about. So it's a great time to talk about these things and I guess help out to stamp out some stigma that might even be in your area or things that you're hearing. Because I honestly think that if the youth community, whether you are gay, straight, lesbian, bigender, transgender or bicurious, I think that if everyone bands together in less than 5 years, I really, really don't think that the adults of tomorrow, at least in Australia, will have homophobia, because we just need to get out there and talk about it. So, wow, I just saw the time. 5 minutes to eight. You're listening to Generation Next. I'll be back with more right after this.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Hi, this is Marsha Hines, and you're listening to Generation Next on Joy 94.9.
3 minutes to eight. You've been listening to Generation Next on Joy 94.9. Stick around, because those awesome girls from Femme Fatale are coming up just after this. Now, I'm just going to play one last track for you all. This is Flume, and if you're unfamiliar with Flume, I'm really, really glad that I can help you out. So this is Sleepless featuring Jezebel Duran and Flume. You've been listening to Generation Next. Bye, guys.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.